Okay. Good morning. We are in Tough Ayin Aleph, discussing about eating matzah in Pesach. We call them Shah Siris Mutar Lechol Matzah Shira. Before the 10th hour, you are allowed to eat matzah Shira. Hagava matzah Shiritzim Babalayla Surin Lechol Kol Yom Abasar. It's also to eat any matzah which should be Yotzer your mitzvah, the whole Barasar. So therefore, for example, like if you discussions about Knedlach, things like that, where you wouldn't be Yotze your mitzvah anyway, so whether you can eat the Knedlach on the Chor, you could eat it, I think the Minig is not to, but the Chor, you could eat it on Pidin. We'll get into a little later, we'll get, you know, in discussion on Erev Pesach, Chol Yos B'Shabbos, what you're allowed to eat and what you're not allowed to eat. You know, some people are yotze with boiled matzah, which doesn't dissolve, which doesn't fall apart. These things you're not yotze with, doesn't have tam matzah, so that's fine. But katan she'ena yodea mashim esaprim belaila mitzias mitzrayim mutar la'achilo, a young child who doesn't really understand what's going on at night, you can feed him, which nowadays, if you, you know, talking about a 2-year-old, maybe 3, usually by the time they hit 4 or 5, they're saying Manishtana, so they have some idea of Paro and whatever. Ishlogin Shlolechol Chazeres Be'er Pesach, Eilechol Moro Te'ovim, which, hey, the minig is not to, but the, it's a tamua, because you don't need to eat Moro Te'ovim. It's a chiddish, doesn't, what Te'ovim is there. But maybe if it's talking about lettuce, so even though it's bitter, if you're talking about chrein, okay, I sort of understand, but lettuce is some, you know, the whole discussion about lettuce, hacham tzvi, whatever, why is that maror or not, so maybe that's the pshat, I don't know. Mechein b'yom rishon shal pesach le'lecho b'lel sheni le'teyavon, you should be, on the first day, you should be careful about not eating extra, like maror and extra things. Mechein do'og iksas l'may b'achilas matzah b'yom rishon me'hai time, but some people, on first day Yom Tov, won't, you know, stuff themselves with matzah so they can eat the second night. And those who are machmir have to eat fruit, apples, dates, things like that, so they can eat charesis l'teyavon ve'ein lachosh l'minig hahu. Because who wouldn't eat? Who doesn't like eating? You know, the matzah with charesis on the Pesach. That's like the, you know, highlight of the year. So I don't know. But l'chora, you don't have to worry about that. Yesh machrin shel lefarer or lishbar hamatzas be'er Pesach. Shelavi le'echol behem. You shouldn't break them into small pieces because maybe you'll forget and eat them. Won't be like a whole matzah. And lochuch gan lazeh. And you don't have to worry about this either. Matzah shenever kitikna. Matzah which was baked and you made matzah meal and you mix the yayim v'shemen, ain't a nikris matzah shira, so that's not matzah shira. Masur lochla be'erv Pesach, and that's still aser to eat it on erev Pesach. Gimel im hitzke lechol kolim sha'asiris, if you started eating before the 10th hour, mashcha sudaso adalayla, and you kept on eating till the night. Dinu kumah b'shavas shal yom tovim shenizvar le'el shenaz esir mishayin aleph, that your paris mapa u'makadish, which is not, I mean, usually doesn't happen nowadays. A mitzvah erchot tzvagalech be'erv yom tov, it's a mitzvah to take a shower and to get a haircut in erv yom tov, lubosh b'gani noim kumah b'shabbos, and to go ahead and to wear b'gani noim like by Shabbos.
Or better.
Right, okay, the fi the gra, the big dayant of Amar Chashav and Enechanami. There's a discussion about wearing a kittel. It's a different minhagim of wearing a kittel by the Seder. Some say that the minhag is only the head. Some say you don't wear it b'chlal because you're in Tzmaskei and Marisa. Some say you wear it because it's like Tahara. It's different, the fi every person's minhag. The table should be set, you know, if possible, before Yom Tov. You should eat fast as you can right after it gets dark. So he says, Rabbi Kiva got up 2 times during the year. One of the times out of the Beis Medrash was Pesach. You should get up. And it's a mitzvah lamar v'leichol b'shvil tinoikah sheyishana. It's a special mitzvah to quickly start so the kids won't fall asleep. You can't say Kiddush until Ad Shetechshach. Couple ha'aros. I mean, I've been in shuls where they're marich, and I mean, here they say Hallel, or shuls that say they sing Hallel, and they're marich, and tefillah, and singing, and l'chore that's against the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, because you should, you know, do a quick as marif as possible, in order that like a Motzi Yom Kippur marif, you know, so that because you have to run home and do your, you know, mitzvah salayla, and you don't want the kids to fall asleep. You show up a half hour after tzeis with everyone was singing, you know, your kids are tired, whatever.
If they're not children,
do what you want. You know, there's no inyan. You can start late. But the point is, if there's kids, you want to start. Yeah, you want to start right away. And this idea of how much do you have to push your kids to stay awake? So really, be ikra din. I mean, I was even talking about a one year old, whatever. But a kid who understands a bit, until Avarim Hayinu, they should stay up. You know, there's different. I mean, I've been in many people's houses, and the kids stay up as long as they can. You know, and you should get through Haggadah quickly so you can get them to, they can hear Haggadah and have Matzah. That's also the inyan of Chotvinus and Matzahs, the Chok Yaakov that we're going to bring here about, different pshatim, but one of the pshatim is that the kids try to chop the Matzah, and that's to keep them awake. Because, you know, they want to get the afikoven, so they can, you know, whatever. Even though they're yishvafakim on the minig, the some achronim, but that seems to be minig klaisel, big adol, to go ahead and to, you know, whether I've seen different minhagim also, whether the kids steal it and hide it. I've seen a different minhagim that the father hides it, the kids look for it. I've heard of different minhagim. Akhupanim is all to try to keep the kids awake, to get through the Seder.
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that you shouldn't hurry so much to get to, you shouldn't hurry in such a way that it'll be pogea in the Suda, because your wife has worked so hard.
We'll get to Chatzos soon. Yesare Shulchanu Yofe B'Kelim Noik Fikocho. You should use the fanciest Kelim that you have. Yachim Makom Moshavo Sheishu BeHaseba Derecheiros. That you should set up your seating. You should be able to do Haseba. There are cheirus. I did see a discussion about, you know, okay, we'll see about how to do a seba, but it should be, you know, set up, you know, properly. We'll see in a second how to do it. Hagav, I feel ani she'in lo karim, if there's any pillows, yeshiv ala safsal, you should sit on the bench and lean over on the bench. Gimel kashumeisiv lo yata al gavo, he should not lie down on his back, lo aponav, nor on his face, so that's how you would eat, but al kopanim, you shouldn't be facing slowly down. Below al yamino, not on his right, because of shiva, it's kind of leveshet. You're makdim kind of leveshet. You might choke. Chas v'shalom al smalo. Ein chiluk bein iter la'acher, because it does physically. There's no difference in the epiglottis and all these things, whatever. whether you're a lefty or not, haseba is. You know, just leaning slightly to the side is, I don't know if you're Yodzei, just lean to the side a little bit. You should be leaning as much as you can on a pillow. If you have an armchair, it's enough to lean somewhat on the pillow. To set it up in a way you can lie, like a bench and so on, you can lie mostly down on your arm. There are some people who put couches. I know people put couches. I saw a discussion about whether Rashi says Haseba was if person's feet were on the ground and he was leaning over, not that his feet were actually on the bench. Feet, kolach has a feet minhago and the meaning of his parent, whatever. Akoponin, that's Aisha. Dal Aisha, in a tzvicha Haseba, ela imkenhi chashuva. A woman doesn't need Haseba unless she's Chashuva. What does the Isha Chashuva mean? So they say that the pshat is that she's not Meshuvah like a Shivcha. Meaning that she's not, that, you know, there are some, I guess, whatever, Haggad, we'll see in a second, Chol Nashim Shalana Mikri Chashuvah, The Ramban says everyone all anashim called chashuvos achol nagu lehesiv ki samchol divei Rav Yo the zonas that in the hesiv. A woman of chash you'll see in Eben Ezer that she, who's an ani. She bakes the bread. She works very hard. She had to bake the bread, and she had to, she worked. The husband, worked out, and he came home. He ate a bit. She mamish worked, with the kids, and avodas parech. I mean, lechara. So she shouldn't do a seva because she still has some sort of shiva to the house. Shiva to the family. However, the Ramah says nowadays all nashim are not considered akadei kach. I'm still considered choshev, but since the Rav Yo holds yoni haseva nowadays, because that's how we, sitting at the table is enough of a haseva, so therefore they're mekel not to mechayev, it's not the derech for women to do it. If your little girl wants to bring pills to the table and do it, it's not a problem, but I don't know. Ben etzel aviv tzarech haseba, child by his father does need to do a seba. A few of Rabba Muvach, even if his father's Rabba Muvach, because obviously the father wants, he's meichel and it's kavod. It's not kavod to do a seba in front of a father or a rabbi, but a father wants his kids to do mitzvahs, so therefore he's meichel. The Salman will say, Rabba, ain't a tzarech a seba, he doesn't need a seba. Feel in a Rabba Muvach, if he goes to a rabbi's house, even if he's not Rabba Muvach, he does not need a seba. Elian Kain, he ain't Rabba Rishus, he has to ask his Rebbe for Rishus. You shouldn't just assume that his Rebbe gives him Rishus. A person should ask, Shir Bacher goes to his Rebbe, whatever it is, he should ask, Dafka ask Rishus. Tal Chacham Muflok Bedaro, Afabi Shalalama, Mimenu Klom, Chashiv Karabo, Ve'in Tzar Haseba. He's like everyone's Rebbe, he doesn't need Haseba. But Dafka Kisha Oichan on Shulchan Echad, it's Dafka when they eat on one Shulchan, Ve'in Im Oichan on Shulchan. However, if he's on a different shulchan, he has to do haseba. I was once by one of my rabbi's house, and he said, if a kavodat Torah, he put us on a different table, because to show kavodat Torah, you shouldn't be meisev in front of a rabbi. So he said he put us on an adjoining table. But akufane, the minig is you should ask your rabbi as a kavodat Torah. Hashem ashamish tarech haseba, someone who's a waiter, at like, in a hotel, or I don't know, whatever, also needs to do haseba, if they're eating while everyone else is eating. And they call me shetarach haseba, im achal o shasa below haseba lo yatsa. Anyone who does eat haseba and does not do it when he eats, when he drinks arba kaisis and matzah, then he's not yotze. Vitarach lasa v'lecha v'lishtois v'haseba, he has to go back and drink v'shachar arech. Is a minute, we'll see, it's suggested, but it's not a chiyuv. Agav yishon devzanazeh in the inderech lahesev kedaihu Rav Yo lismach l'shibidiyevet yotza below a seba. Some say that since the Rav Yo taka holds, you don't have to, so what, to make him drink again? You don't need to, but nearly, im lo shasa koif shishi revi be a seba, ein lach the relish lech be a seba. The Ramah says that he's willing to be meiko on the last two cases, that you won't need, if you don't think about haseba, it's okay. The Yeshbach Shashinir can meisif ala cases, because there's an extra issue that if you drink more, it looks like you're meisif ala cases, which is more chomor. Aval b'shnei cases v'shon is yachza v'yishte b'lo bracha, v'chein b'achilas matza, that the first cases you have to go back and drink again. Also chilas matza, and that you should be careful because you don't want to have to sit and eat another two kezesim if you forgot to do haseba. Chachila yesev kol asuda. Chachila, you should try to do haseba as much as you can during Shulchan Aruch.
The Bruce says about the common at the top of the end of Chabbez. Miu b'ati common in shachach le'ochol haseba lo yachzom yachlenu.
Right. Afikoman's the last one.
Right?
No, before Birchas Hamazon. Just this is Afikoman should be the last thing. So I guess if you call this a shame Afikoman, then you should. We'll see. We'll have to see when we get there about eating after the Afikoman. Remind me about this thing. You shouldn't. You shouldn't go out and eat it. Right. Tzarech lishtois arba kaisis al haseder. You should, you're supposed to drink arba kaisis al haseder. Again, there's a whole bunch of perushim in the Haggadah, what's arba kaisis is neged, arishon is a gula, a whole bunch of different things. Akhopanim, you should drink it al haseder, meaning, kadesh, al Haggadah, Birchas Hamazon and Hallel. Himshasan zeachar ze shelo kaseder lo yotza. Let's say, for, you know, look, we're talking about Bidiyevid. Let's say, his wife has a baby on the El Seder, and it's 3 a.m. and you know, he has to make some sort of a Seder very quickly, and I don't know, and he wants to just be yotzei his mitzvahs or whatever he could do. So, you know, he just four crises, you know, four at once. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't work. He has to do a quick Seder. Shir hakois revis, la'achashim zagenu, imroitze lamazgo. Shir hakois is revis after meziga. Again, meziga is, I used to have a very thick or very strong wine, so they had to put water in, but when it's ready for drinking, that's either revis. V'yishte kulo or rubo, you should drink the whole revis or most of it. V'yish b'harbe revis, if you have a big kois. Then shoytim v'nu kol kach ne adam kiminyan reviv shavuot, that then they should drink, he should drink however many revivs in it. V'yishom shetzarech lishas rov kos. Some say you should drink rov kos. Feel machzik kam reviv. Some say even if you have a big kos, then you need to drink rov of the kos, even if it's a large kos. Therefore, you probably shouldn't use. They have the Eliyahu Navi kosos, which you put a whole bottle of wine in. Don't use those for kaddish. Some people say that if a person you can't drink the whole shir, you got to be sure to get a small enough kos. Don't get a big kos. Get one which is just the shir, so he can drink rov of it. But tzarich does a shir. Shul behesek gadol b'intayim. He shouldn't sip it. He should drink as much as he can to get the shir. Someone who does not like drink wine because it makes him sick, or he hates it. If you give someone dry wine, some people can't even label it. So even if a person ends up by a seder, and the only thing they don't have grape juice, they only have dry wine, he has to push himself to get a reviz down. It says that Rabbi Yehuda, which one it was, drank wine, had a headache for a month after he drank Arba Kaisa, so it's a mitzvah chashuv. The Gedolim nowadays are makel to drink grape juice, those who can't drink wine. In America, the Moshe was machmir to drink something alcoholic because of their cheirus, and without some sort of alcohol in it, he held it wasn't their cheirus. So therefore there are different types of wine which has less less alcohol in it, and also not to have sugar and all these things. Each of Fimin Hagel, obviously Bidieva Yotze with whatever wine, and even grape juice. Mitzvah lachzor achar yayim adom. It's mitzvah to go after red wine, to drink red wine. Yayim lava meshubach mevenu. If you have white wine, which is better, then drink the white wine. Achar the Taz does bring that in times when they're doing blood libels, then you should drink white wine, not red wine, because you don't need the goyim accusing the yidden of using dam. So therefore, even though this is zecher l'dam, but we don't need the sakanos. So therefore, you should drink white wine. Yotzim b'yayim mevushel ubekunditun. Yotzim with yayim mevushel, which a lot of our wines are, ubekunditun, or with spiced wine, which also would mean if you put sugar, wine which was sweetened with sugar and stuff, which there are many wines that are. Also, you go to your mitzvah. Afilo ani harmisparnes minat staka. Even if ani who's getting some staka, yimkar malbushoy, ol yilve, ol yasker asmel v'shvil yayin, he should go ahead and has to sell in order to get arba krisus. He has to sell his clothing or borrow money, or I don't know, go clean floors in order to get money for arba krisus. And there's also, obviously the kupa shel tzedakah is the achrayus on them to be sure that everyone has, every ani does have arba krisus. This is the case, but they weren't, and he had nothing else to do. Gam hanoshim chayavus for arba krisus. B'chol mitzvahs hanogos ba'osa laila, because there are also ba'osa anais, women are chayiv, and all the mitzvahs, halayla, even though it's the matzah, and they seem to be mitzvah sheis has man grama, but since they're also in osa anais, they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Haggadah, and all the other mitzvahs. Tinoika shegiyu l'chinuch, kids who are yegiyu l'chinuch, mitzvah l'yitin kol echad koysa l'fanav, Now, I think the key of the chinuch is that they understand what you're doing by the seder, even if they don't understand everything, because you want them to ask questions. But if they at least understand there's arba koises or whatever, you should give them a kois. Agave ein likach kois shepiv tzarke in klug glas. It shouldn't be a narrow glass. Shelo yuchal lishtei seviz ke'achad. Let's say you don't have a kois, so you've taken the bottle of grape juice and just start drinking it down. That might also be a problem. You have to be able to drink reviz in one gulp.
One gulp, or two gulps in one,
as much as you can at one. But here, if it's so narrow that you can't get it reviz out. You're allowed to drink twice, but you should be able to get a reviz out at once.
The Gemara says if you drink it all at once, you're a gagron, right?
I don't know about abrakosis. I don't know if it applies. You shouldn't use it. Can't kosher kiddush. Ayin la'el. Mitzvah l'chalek the tinekas klayus ve'goyzim k'deishiru shinu v'yishalu. And this is a din. It's not specifically a din in giving out almonds or whatever. I know I've been by rabbin, they give out taffies and candies. Give it out to after if they ask a question they get. It's different things. Keep the kids interested, keep the kids asking questions. That's really the important part. I heard the Beis Halevi once walked out with a pot on his head in order so the kids would ask, hey, why are you wearing a pot? Like, there's different things that they did, so the kids should ask a question. But Mishnah is one thing, but to ask even more questions is great. I know someone who did Kiruv, and he had an idea to give out that class where it goes, and he said he offered like $50 to any of the college students who had the best question or something. So he said the seder took all night because everyone was trying to ask him questions. But Uncle Putty, for the kids, you try to do stuff, make it interesting. That's the point is giving over the Haggadah properly, and you have to make it interesting. Okay, we'll stop here.
Oh, yeah, thank you.